Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, February 5th. We are continuing on in the book of Romans. Today we're going to be in Romans 6, verses 9 through 14. Then we'll move over to the book of Psalms and read Psalm 26. How's it coming on your memory passage? Remember, it's Romans 1, 16 and 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last. Just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. In today's passage, we're going to talk about what it means to be alive to Christ. As I read, I want you to contemplate that question. What does it mean for me to be dead to sin and alive to Christ? Starting in verse 9, for we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God. As those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the parts of your body to him as instruments of righteousness. For sin shall not be your master, because you are not under law, but under grace. Okay, let's circle back around to the question, what does it mean to be alive in Christ? Another way to state that is, how can we see ourselves as dead to sin? Well, we can remember that in Christ, sin no longer reigns in us. We do not have to be resigned to anything as if we can't live without that sin. Sin is not our master. If you look back at verse 14 again, for sin shall not be your master, because you are not under law, but under grace. Okay, well, let's think positively about it then. What does it mean to be alive in Christ? It means living in a way that pleases the Lord, proactively offering ourselves to God, saying, okay, Lord, I want to be alive to you. I want to listen to you. I want to serve you today. And then allowing grace to be that dominating factor in how you relate to others and even how you relate to yourselves. So maybe today we start thinking about ways that we're offering ourselves up to sin and how the Lord is calling us to a different way of being, so that when we're tempted, we might in our mind say, no, 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 I'm alive to Christ today. And so that is why I want to serve him and how I speak, how I act, and what I think. Let's turn on over to Psalm 26. This is a psalm of David, and in a quick perusal of this psalm, I think it's kind of answering the question I just asked you. A way to live alive to Christ is to trust in the Lord, which David says he's doing, that he is walking continually in the truth. That's another way to be alive. Is we're coming to God's word, we're opening up our hearts. And then verses 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 have some practical ways that we are alive to God, or as we would say, alive to Christ. Okay, here we go. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have led a blameless life. I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Test me, O Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind. For your love is ever before me, and I walk continually in your truth. I do not sit with deceitful men, nor do I consort with hypocrites. abhor the assembly of evildoers and refuse to sit with the wicked. I wash my hands in innocence and go about your altar, O Lord, proclaiming aloud your praise and telling of all your wonderful deeds. I love the house where you live, O Lord, the place where your glory dwells. Do not take away my soul along with sinners, my life with bloodthirsty men, in whose hands are wicked schemes, whose right hands are full of bribes. But I lead a blameless life. Redeem me and be merciful to me. My feet stand on level ground. In the great assembly, I will praise the Lord. When I read this, I have two competing thoughts, right? One is like, I never live up to this. I am not the one who is trusting in the Lord always without wavering, as it says in verse 1. And then on the other hand, I think, wait a minute, Romans is reminding me I am now alive in Christ, and Christ, by Christ's Spirit, is working in me to help me to do all the things that are in this psalm. So I want to point out some practical things that David says a person who walks continually in the truth is doing. In verse 4, they're not sitting with deceitful men. So taking account of who we're around, especially negativity in our midst, and just being aware of it and then flipping the script in our mind. In verse 6, he talks about purity. I wash my hands in innocence. I think that could also be related to our insides. What are we putting in through media? What are we taking in, things that are impure? In verse 7, it reminds us that a person who is alive to God is continually praising Him, telling of His wonderful deeds. And then verse 8 reminds us that people who love the Lord are finding a home in the community of His sanctuary. I love the house where you live. Now, we know that Christ lives in our hearts, but we also know that He's given us the church, a place where His glory dwells. When we gather together, the Lord is doing something to form us and shape us into a community that is strengthened by one another and has a common mission of seeing each other and the world flourish, and most specifically, to flourish by knowing Jesus as Lord. Let's end the podcast today by reading a prayer from the Diary of Private Prayer for the fifth day. This is the evening prayer. I'm going to read some of it. On the evening prayers, John Bailey typically reflects a bit and thinks about his life and also has a time of confession. Will you pray with me? Almighty God, in this hour of quiet, I seek communion with you. I want to turn away from the worry and fever of today's work, from the world's jarring noises, from the praise and blame of other people, from the confused thoughts and fantasies of my own heart, and instead seek the quietness of your presence. All day long, I work and strive, but right now I want to sit in the stillness of my heart and in the clear light of your eternity. I want to think about the pattern my life has been weaving. May there fall on me now, O God, a great sense of your power and your glory, so that I may see all earthly things as they really are. Help me to know more deeply that with you one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like one day. Give me now such a clear vision of your uncreated beauty that I may never be satisfied with anything less. Father, I am content to leave my life in your hands. Oh, that's a hard I want to be able to say that. Lord, help me to be content to leave my life in your hands, knowing that you have counted every hair on my head and on the heads of those whom I love. Help me to be content to give over my will to yours, believing I can find in you a righteousness and integrity that I could never have obtained on my own. Help me, Lord, to be content to leave all my loved ones in your care, believing that your love for them is greater than mine. Help me to be content to leave in your hands the causes of truth and justice and the coming of your kingdom, believing that my passion for them is just a feeble shadow of your steady purpose. To you, O God, be glory forever. Amen.